So what were you going to ask?
So can you tell me, what is the Center for Hebraic Thought?
That's a good question. So are you asking me why is this center or what is Hebraic Thought?
Tell me about what is Hebraic Thought.
Okay. So when we're thinking about the Hebrews, who are responsible for what we call the Old Testament in Christianity, or the Hebrew Bible for everybody else, they had all kinds of ideas about things, and we get them from the text itself. They had ideas about God, about human sacrifice, about animal sacrifice, about the nature of weather and the nature of the cosmos and everything else. And so when we talk about Hebraic thought, the question is just like, well, what did they think? And did they have lots of different thoughts that conflicted with each other? Or did they have kind of one general idea about the nature of the cosmos? One general idea about murder and ethics and robbery and extortion and those kind of ideas? Or did each book of the Bible, or even subsections of the book of the Bible, you know, did Isaiah have one idea about the appropriate way to treat the poor in Isaiah 1 through 15, but it's different than Isaiah 65? Or and so the presumption of Hebraic thought is to presume that there's some coherent idea across all of these texts, or there might be. And it's worth asking that question. Is there an idea here? Do they talk about it? Do they explore it with the biblical text? And so the easy ones are like Hebraic thought of ethics, how humans should act towards one another. The more difficult ones would be like, is there a Hebraic notion of knowledge itself? Like, how do we know the world? Is there a Hebraic notion of truth, the nature of truth itself? Not whether there are truths in the Bible, but is there an actual view of what the nature of truth itself is, how we can know it, how we can have some confidence in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then part of the task too, is to think about, does the New Testament continue that project, or does it go against it? You know, is it a big... When Jesus says, you have heard it said, but I say to you, is he like going against that view of how the world is, or is he continuing that view?
So why do you want people today to know about what the Hebrews thought?
See, now that's how you ask questions. So there's a couple of issues there. Why should people know today, or who should know? So I mean, I'm interested that Christians, first and foremost, know their own heritage. Where do we get these thoughts about Christians when we're thinking about how we should think about the world? I have a fundamental view that we should actually get straight in our heads what the biblical authors thought, because I think the biblical authors speak on behalf of God. And so it'd behoove us just to like know what the Bible says about these things. And then... for everybody else, if you're in the Western world or not, everybody's been influenced by what we've come to call the Western world, you know, the Enlightenment and beyond. And a lot of these ideas come only from the Hebrew Bible. So we like to think of ourselves as Greek or Hellenistic or Roman, you know, if you go to Washington, D.C., you see most of the buildings are Romanesque in their architecture. And so we have a lot of... We honor the Roman and Hellenistic traditions of Greece, and are a lot of talk about how we think about the world. But when you get down to the brass tacks, like where do our ideas about human life being of equal value, no matter whether they're black, white, Hispanic, other, or that justice requires due process, that everybody gets the same process on a good day that they're supposed to go through, I think it'll be difficult to find those ideas in Greek thought. Very easy to find those ideas in the Hebrew Bible, and pretty easy to explain how those thoughts made their way from the Hebrew Bible through the New Testament to our world, and didn't make them to places in Africa, Asia. I mean, there's an obvious explanation why China, for instance, didn't have these ideas present in their thinking, because the gospel didn't really make it there, or it did, and then it fizzled very quickly.
So what is the role of the center in telling people about Hebraic thought?
So the center is here to basically get people connected to what's been said, what's been written about these ideas, to give them some easy access to information, why this is important to them. Important to us as individuals, just to enrich our understanding, but also for the church. The way the church operates in the world should be informed by how God expressed himself through the minds of the biblical authors. And, you know, the idea is, if you don't know what the biblical notion of justice is from Genesis all the way to Revelation, then you don't really know what God thinks about justice, and therefore what we might want to think about justice and how we might want to act justly in accordance with that. So the center is here to help people understand who has worked on these issues and help them connect with it at a very, you know, from basic, if you're a pastor or a Christian who just wants to think through these issues and explore them and push and prod each other, versus if you're a scholar like me who wants to think about who's written and researched on these things and who's had more advanced thoughts. In the scholarly level, people will debate some of these issues, but there's some basics that I think everybody can have access to.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Center for Hebraic Thought podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, or leave us a review wherever you found us. Want to learn more about Hebraic Thought? Visit our website at hebraicthought.org.